flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And it is our pleasure now to welcome to the show the man who led the Commanders on the field the last time Washington was in the NFC Championship game. 1991, of course, was the year he went on to win Super Bowl 26's MVP. Mark Rypien is with us here on the team 980. Mark, pleasure to have you, sir. Welcome to the show, and thanks for some time today.
You're welcome, Craig. Yeah, it's pretty surreal that it's been this 2 more days. It'll be the 26th of January, 1992. January 26th, 1992 was a big game, and it's kind of weird that 33 years later, we're back in the hunt again, and almost to a point where it's like, what the heck happened?
Yeah, well, that question, I'm sure there'll be a 30 for 30 documentary and all those kinds of things on. For right now, we just get to focus on the first return since that 91 season. As you said, 92, the year the game actually takes place. What do you remember from the NFC Championship game that year and that run in the playoffs leading up to the Super Bowl?
Well, I think you got to go all the way back to Joe Gibbs, you know, and when he's coached this football team. He lost his first, I think, 6 games, and he didn't even know if he was going to be a part of this organization after that. And Mr. Cook stuck with him, and thank goodness, because there's not a greater man, a greater coach that I've ever played under than Joe Gibbs. And I would have to say that, you know, one of the things that you have to understand, Craig, is, and you're kind of a younger generation, is that the bar was set very high. You know, getting into the playoffs, in especially I was the latter of all the three guys, Joe and Doug and myself, that anything but going to the playoffs was considered in Washington a failed season.
Sure.
You know, we had high expectations. The bar was very high. And then getting into the playoffs, anything other than going deep in the playoffs also was one of the things that we looked at. So we went to 4 Super Bowls in 10 years. And that's pretty impressive, and we won 3 of them, and with 3 different QBs, and you know, that's been documented. And so it's was a great era for football in the DMV, and I was the last of the dinosaurs. It was also the last of free agency. There wasn't free agency, so we were fortunate enough because of that. We did things on and off the field together, you know, as families and in the community and charities and all that. We stayed around there because it meant something to us to be in that area, in that neighborhood, and win football games. And so it was just an incredible year. You know, it started off, you know, Tony Kornheiser had the bandwagon articles going early, you know, 4 or 5 games in. We hadn't lost yet. Then about 6 games, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Then it took Dallas to give us a little breath of wake the heck up and beat us at home in a close game to kind of rejuvenate and reset our clocks and go back to work and do what we did set out that year to do, and that's win a world championship.
So I'm so glad you mentioned the history there and your place in it for the younger audience that may not be quite as familiar. As someone who does this, I've done a little bit of research, Mark. So I prepared to ask you this question because Jaden has guys like Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz and Austin Eckler, and specifically Zach and Bobby, veterans who have been there. You, as the last of the three quarterbacks that won under Joe, you had some guys that had Super Bowl rings, and you were there in the background of the middle championship. So what did that experience mean, and what do you think it's probably meant to Jaden to have someone like Wagner around, someone like Zach Ertz on his offense to help guide him through this season?
Well, there's no doubt that helps. And I just knew that all these players, that guys, and there are probably 30 of them that had world championships and, you know, had pedigree to for the big game and had been in big games before. So that part of it was very rewarding because you knew that you weren't just by yourself and on an island. Everyone thinks that, yeah, this team from where they were last year, obviously, you know, with the only four wins to come back and do what we did this year was certainly incredible. But there's a lot of guys, you know, that contributed to that. Jaden has just been played at such an exceptional level. But I know in the back of his mind, knowing that he's got a core of veteran guys that have been to big games and played in big games, you know, and, you know, Bobby playing for a legion of Boom, and, you know, Dan Quinn having coached in a Super Bowl and leading the Legion of Boom, and, you know, and having Zach Ertz playing Super Bowls and making plays for, you know, for so many years. It really helps to know that you're not alone, because you got some of those guys, but you don't have the core guys that I had that I could knew that, you know, you could rely on. So it was pretty cool to see, you know, what Jaden's been able to do. There was a stretch there where he was banged up a little bit. We lost three straight games, and I think that was more attributed to his, you know, some of his inabilities physically to do things because of his being, you know, on men for the rib injury that he had early in the season. So, but we know what he's been able to do, and we know that when he's got the ball at the end of the game, especially these last 7 weeks, what's happened, and it's been nothing but phenomenal. And you just can't think of enough adjectives to use when you talk about Jaden Daniels, because he's held on to the football. He's made great plays. He's been a leader on and off the field. He's a wonderful kid to be around, and playing for a team that has very, very excited about where they're at, very, very versed on knowing where they're going. I think that's all kind of been predicated by the culture that Dan Quinn has brought in. The ownership group, you know, with Josh Harris, Gabe Harris, his brother Josh, you know, Mark Ein, Mitchell Rails, and Magic Johnson, and the ownership group, to Adam Peters and the administration group, and what they've been able to do to put a team out there and it's competitive, and then just to kind of believe in one another. That culture that Dan has brought in there is second to none, and I think that's kind of was always the case when I was in Washington. You had a great culture because you're expected to go out there and do these types of things. Now these guys are expected to play well. They trust in one another. They trust in each other, and they're just doing it at a very, very high level, and it's been fun to watch.
Mark Rypien is with us, Super Bowl MVP and Washington legend, here on the Hoffman Show. Did you have any early interactions? Because I know you're not around the team a ton, living on the opposite coast, but you know, you come back for Legends events and things like that, and you've had a little bit of time around Jaden, a little bit of time with the ownership group, etc. Was there something where you were like, okay, they got this right? Was there a story or a moment that it clicked for you that you were like, wow, they got a chance here because they're doing the things that we did that make a team special?
You know, it's not that I really did got a chance to sit down. I met him, you know, a couple of times, and just in high and, you know, just excited to watch him play and those types of things. I think he's kind of done it on his interviews. He's done it, you know, on the sidelines and, you know, even kicking the game winning field goal against the Bucks. You know, that he's just kind of calm, cool, and collected there, you know, just as his demeanor and what he says and how he goes about his business and how he has such a great work ethic and how he trusts in his players and how he believes in what they're doing. Just, to me, told me everything I needed to know. And then, you know, to know he's a faith-based guy that, just loves the game of football and plays for, you know, these moments, we knew we had the right one.
When you look at Jaden as a player, Mark, Kirk Cousins, I don't know if you saw this, when he was guesting on ESPN the other week, he talked about Pat Mahomes, and he's like, sometimes I watch and I just go, there's no way that guy plays the same position as me. When you watch Jaden and the way that he's able to act as a dual threat, and you think of how the quarterback position was largely played in your career, like you had 127 rushing attempts in your entire career. Jaden had 148 this season. Like, how do you try to process that? Is like, this is the team I love, this is the sport I love, but this is not the same thing that I used to do.
Well, it just adds a different skill set for sure. You know, I mean, Jaden's been able to do it in timing. You know, I mean, he's probably one of the best rhythm passers out there.
For sure.
And gets a lot of credit for that too. But you know, their offense is totally different. And it's kind of the change of the NFL, the change of the guard, you know, to RPOs and some of the things that they're doing and that they're asked to do. You know, he's a smaller figure, obviously, and it's only probably 190, 195 pounds, but he is amazing at being able to duck and get away from danger and understand that, we need him out there on the field, you know, and that, you know, RG3 had a lot of those skill sets too. And, it was so sad to see him get injured, you know, because that was one of his, attributes, is that he was able to extend plays and make things happen that, others couldn't. So Jaden does that on a daily basis. He's got a great rapport with, Cliff Kingsbury, and they're just, worked magically together. And they have an understanding of what they're trying to do. And he does these virtual glass things that I've never seen, but I wish they would have had some of those things just to maybe kind of get an idea of, you know, that next level, you know, player that is out there and how they're using technology to enhance themselves and what they're trying to do. So it's been fun to watch. It's really been exciting to see him do the things that he's done. A lot of times you'll get something like this and you'll think, oh, well, guys, you know, learned a lot of these things through mistakes. Well, he hasn't made many mistakes, you know, that's right. The crazy part about it. You know, it's not like he's, and there's been games they haven't punted before. So, I mean, it's like, what the heck? You don't see this normally. This is an anomaly in ways that, you know, only he and that group inside believe in. Because you would never think of that, you know. In my era, you know, if you talk to all those guys, Danny Marino and John and Randall Cunningham and all the fellas, they would think that this is a different type of football, and it's really entertaining. Obviously, the rule changes help in some regards to what they're doing, but more importantly, it's incredible to see that you know, he's not throwing 15, 20 interceptions and learning from those. He's, you know, making one bad play maybe every four games, and then just consistently makes plays week in and week out. So it's pretty awesome.
It has been a lot of fun to watch. You've clearly been paying attention as Mark Rippon is with us here on the Hoffman Show. So as you put your analyst hat on, Mark, for the game this weekend, what do you think is the most important thing for Washington to do to come out victorious and return to where you got back in 91, 92 and get back to the Super Bowl?
Well, I like to say, you know, it's get off to a good start, but they, you know, when I was legend of the game, like 5 weeks ago for the Philly game, we were down two scores right off the get-go, and we came back and kept the game close and all the way to the end where we took the lead. They took the lead back, and we came and won it at the end. So nothing that will surprise me. You know, I mean, you'd like to take the fans out and get off to a great start, but if it doesn't happen, we also know that we can, you know, come from behind. So he's re-energized this whole fan base. I think our defense has been re-energized, knowing that we got a guy that we can trust. And I think the last half of the season, all the way to the end of the season here, our defense has been one of the catalysts that have helped propel us too to bigger and better things. And they're playing at a very high level and keeping opponent scores down and allowing us to do the things we do offensively to win.
So I'll wrap with this then, Mark, as Mark Rippon with us for one more question here on the Hoffman Show. What's it meant to you personally to see this fan base get re-energized for probably some connections to go back, you know, some of your former teammates that are maybe a little more interested in being around after the 30 years of darkness that was the Dan Snyder era? What has it meant to you to see this all happen this year, this way, with this group? And, you know, I guess that all happening through your lens.
Well, kudos to the group of guys that have made that happen, you know, to the culture that Dan Quinn has brought in there, to Adam Peters, to the ownership group, and to the players. More so the players, as far as just going out there and winning the winning the trust back of this fan base that has just been salivating to have a year where we get to the playoffs, but not just years where, you know, we've been to some playoff games, you know, over the last 33 years, not many, but it's been like, okay, we're going into the playoffs, you know, and not like, hey, we're going in to go deep into the playoffs. We got an opportunity. We're going to set a culture here now that we're not going to change. And as long as we have number five and some of the core guys that we have defensively and offensively come back year in and year out, this is a team that I think could be like the Kansas City Chiefs, the Eagles, the Bills, and, you know, that year in, year out, we're in playoffs and we're vying for NFC championship games and Super Bowls. So it starts this week, and it just, if it does, then, hey, we're going right into Super Bowl and trying to win another one. If it doesn't, we learn from this and we get better and better, and each and every year that we'll be a contender, we'll be there on, when it comes to the playoffs, and we're going to be a force to reckon with for years ahead.
From your mouth to the football god's ears, Mark. Mark Rypien, Super Bowl 26 MVP with us here on the Hoffman Show. Mark, an absolute pleasure to chat, and hopefully we got much more to chat about over the next couple of years as this run continues.
Sounds good, Craig. Appreciate you.
This is the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.